from 2,000 years ago onward, the giants were large, but perhaps more in the 20 to 25 foot range, and then even smaller down to the 12 and 15 footers. You have heard the story of Goliath, yes? Mm-hmm. Well, Goliath was considered to be a giant slayed by shepherd David, yes? Mm-hmm. Who then became king of the Jews, yes? Mm-hmm. And this David was allegedly a regular-sized person. Goliath was supposedly so many cubits, but Goliath was even a small giant in comparison to those who had roamed the land. There were still very large ones at Goliath's time, talking a few thousand years ago plus, but go back 5,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, and you still would have had quite massive beings on the planet. By the 1500s, or 500 years ago, you were dealing with real remnants of an old giant culture who were separated, who were lost, who became debased, who became insane, who became incestuous because they were separated, they lost their psychic abilities, they couldn't find each other, they could not find their home in the heavens, they were scattered around the planet, and you had then different complexes of them, and this is what many people are finding the remnants of today, those who were scattered.
So, Pete?
Yes.
This is Pat.
Yes.
When you look at it, what would have been the purpose of incarnating in those big bodies? Was that so that...
What would be the purpose of incarnating in big bodies?
Yes. Just to have better contact with the stellar...
This is what consciousness says. Why not? And then consciousness goes in for it and says, didn't think this one through, did I? Remember, consciousness is curious. And remember, consciousness is spirit. And bodies, whether they are giant bodies or whether they are reptilian bodies or pumpkin-headed bodies or bodies such as you have here, spirit, soul spirit, is always looking to explore realities, to add to its own resume, to add to its experience. And so the experiment of giants would have been a thing to do. And as we look around the room, we would say that, yes, it looks like most of you have had a journey at least a few times into giant times, sometimes occupying a smaller body, sometimes being quite large. It would be an expression of power. And think about this. The human form is not indigenous to Earth. It is a form that has been birthed and used around the multiverse. And there are worlds where the giants are very viable and they still live. And that is their experience. That is all they know. That's their reality. So to take that reality and to colonize it into other areas and to experiment and to explore, it's something to do with a lifetime. It's something, an adventure to sign up for. Because when you are spirit, you know that you go on into perpetuity, into eternity, and yet you know that spirit, in order to explore more of the multiverse, sometimes have to leave part of its spirit self to go into a world and take on a form in order to experience it. The spirit may fly around that world and look at it, but it can't really get into that world and live in that world and experience that world. It can see it. So the giants came here basically to explore the library. Some of the giants were watchers of the library, guardians. Others came for the experiment out of the Pleiades. Some giants came here to raid the resources of the area, to get into the DNA, to get after the genetics. Earth has always been valuable for her life. That life is plant life, that is animal life, creature life, but life is what draws beings here. And when they don't know what to do with that life and they get lost, they start sacrificing that life and bringing out blood and guts and gore And that is when you can tell insanity has taken over.